20. Uber bones. Her watch wakes her, chirping mercilessly. She sits up in the huge bed, uncertain where she is. 6 in the morning. Pamela Mainwaring has her on a flight out of Narita just after noon. She makes sure the red light is on the oversized kettle analog, wraps herself in last night's white robe, goes to the window, powers open the drapes, and dimly discovers Tokyo at the bottom of an aquarium of rainy light. Gust-driven moisture shotguns the glass. The lavish lichen of the wooden palace grounds tosses darkly. Her cell rings. She goes back to the bed, roots through the covers, finding it. Hello? Boone, how's your head?
Oh, tired. I called Pamela.
I know, so did I. I'll meet you in the lobby at 8:30. JR reservations for both of us. Something about a lack of autonomy here that bothers her. See you, he says. The water reaching boil as she's rummaging through the snacks atop the minibar, looking for a shrink-wrapped filter coffee unit. The hotel's fitness center, a room so large that it seems designed primarily to illustrate interior perspective, has its own Pilates reformer, a faux classical Japanese interpretation in black lacquered wood, upholstered with something that looks like shark skin. She's able to get in her workout, then shower and wash her hair, pack, and make the lobby by 8:30. Boone arrives minutes later in his black horse-eyed coat, carrying his small leather suitcase and one of those Filson outfitter bags that looks like L.L. Bean on steroids. She picks up her own black generic Korean nylon, and they walk out, past the bamboo grove and into the elevator. She wakes to the offer of a hot washcloth. For an instant, she believes she's still on her way to Tokyo and that it's all been a dream. This is terrifying, and she hurts her neck so quickly does she crane around to find that Boon Chu is in fact in the nearest seat nest in full recline and apparently asleep, looking as strangely canceled as anyone does when wearing a black blindfold. They hadn't had much to say to each other on the train to Narita. She'd slept in the lounge after security measures including a sort of CAT scan for their shoes and answering questions in front of an infrared device that registered minute changes in the temperature of the skin around the eyes, the theory being that lying about having packed one's own bag induced a sort of invisible and inevitable microblush. Though the Japanese also believe that personality is determined by blood type, or had when she was last here. Boone had been impressed, though, and had told her to expect the blush machine soon in America,